Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Yud Dalid Leilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nota. And so Chizkiyahu is dictating his memoir of death as he feels that he is sinking into the depths of deaths and that it's all over. He can see the end is near. The final curtain, as Frank Sinatra once said. Kisus Agur Kain Atzaftseif. Like the swift or the swallow, kisusagur, like a captured crane, says Rabbi Hirsch. So the different translations say that this susagur is a bird rather than a horse, even though it seems to have the word horse in it. Rashi says, kmo kisus va'agur, so like a sus, I guess a sus is the name of either a crane or a swift bird. And so one way or another, it is not the sus that we are accustomed to. Sorry, I'm just trying to get one Moa translation over here. No thanks. No thanks. Go away. It's hard to poke it on a phone, isn't it? Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Yeshaya, sorry to make you wait. We're covering fewer psukim while I'm looking for everything. Yeah, but it does not want to cooperate. Okay. Weiter gegangen. Susagur cannot stop safe. So will I whine. So did I moan. Sometimes you have a kid. That's stop safe. Might be how your toddler sometimes acts. Or your husband if he gets sick. Because we all know when men get sick, the world stops. And when women get sick, just do twice as much work. You'll feel better. Ege kayona. Like, I am mourning. Like a dove. A mourning dove is, of course, a common image. Or I murmured or I cooed like a dove. So I groaned, I sighed like a chirping bird. But you couldn't understand a word I said. Dalu enai. I think I sounded like that when I had COVID. Dalu enai la morom. I turned my eyes upward. Hashem! Ashkali arveni. Hashem, grab me, sweeten my lot. I prayed silently that God grab me out from the clutches of death. I am in death's claws. I feel everything ending. And so I beg God, please, please bring me back. You are the only one who can do it. Ashka also is an idea that my tired eyes, says Rabbi Hirsch, for the only remaining support, look to you. Take from me whatever I owe. Hold back whatever I was going to be granted. But Arveni, like a cosigner, vouch for me. Let me continue my efforts on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please bring me back. Pasuk tes vav moadaber. What can I say? Va'omar li v'hu asah. And he told me and then fulfilled what he told me. So I may not have deserved it. I may have been in terrible shape, but he fulfilled everything. Edadeh kol shenosai al mar nafshi. I will shake off sleep. Edadeh. I will shake off sleep. You know how you shake yourself and finally wake up when you're really, really drowsy. One of those really good Shabbos naps or you slept a whole bagel. Shake off your sleep, almar nafshi, over my bitterness. How can I even praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing me back from the brink of death, which is what he promised to do? Tezayin Hashem Alehem Yichyu. God, you are upon them and they live. When you grant a man life, he will live. Ulechol bohen chayei ruchi. And the foremost of them, the life of my spirit, v'sacha limeni v'hachayeni. You healed me and you brought me to life. So too, say the Mefarshim, this is a reference to Tchias HaMeisim. So just as when God grants life to a man, the man lives, even beyond the time when he was probably or supposed to die, so too, when Hashem gives Tchias HaMeisim to the dead, they will live as well. And that will happen in the future. So I hope that the next 15 years that I get are going to be healthy, that they're going to be filled with life. I will try to use the next 15 years that God has granted me as fully as I possibly can for spiritual growth and to help the nation and to do all of the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. And finally, Yud Zayin for the moment. Hinei l'shalom mar li mar. As for peace, I was bitter. Bitter, I tell you. Very Jewish. I was so bitter. How bitter were you? I was so bitter. Ve'atocha shakta nafshi mishachas bali. You desired my soul from the decay of the grave. Ki hishlachta achare gevcha kol chato'oi. You cast all of my sins behind your back, so my bitterness was double. My illness robbed me of inner peace. Sancheirev's threat and the siege that he represented. In fact, I was more worried about the nation, as any good leader would be, than on myself and my own illness. But you saved my soul in the merit of this, and you threw my sins behind you, Kivayachal, to the point where I am being given a second chance, 15 more years. So this is big stuff. My bitter pain turned into a time of healing and longing and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not going to end in nothingness. It's not going to end nowhere, but rather is going to be constructive and is going to be great for Klal Yisrael.